Well, it's Julie that we're going to be talking about most. So tell me about when she was diagnosed with diabetes.
Right, she was 4 years old, nearly five, just started school part-time, and was quite enjoying it. And then it just hit us. She started losing weight, drastically losing weight. She was getting up all night long, going to the toilet, having drinks of water. And it just suddenly hit me with a shock that something really wasn't quite right. And I just had it in the back of my mind. I don't know why. So I took her to the doctors with a urine sample, thinking along the lines of diabetes. Unfortunately, the doctor I saw was a locum, and he didn't really have much idea what he was doing. And he insisted on having a blood test. So I took her up to the hospital for a blood test. He didn't seem to make it any urgent. I took her up to hospital for a blood test. I took her back to school afterwards, and by the time I got back home, lunchtime, my GP was on the doorstep. She's got to go into hospital immediately. And I said, I've just taken her back to school. Can't she have the afternoon at school? And he said, no, hospital now. So I found my husband and said, can you come home? And by the time he'd got home, the doctor had rung me and said, it's all right, she can go in tomorrow morning. I've made arrangements for her to go in tomorrow morning. But if she starts vomiting or she starts to look a bit woozy, then take her straight in. So fortunately, we were able to leave her at school, but it was still very difficult to bring her home from school and say, look, I know you feel well, but tomorrow you're going into hospital. Hospital were absolutely brilliant. The only problem I've got, and I know that it's been addressed now, I couldn't stay in with her. And it was very, very difficult, 4 years old, just to leave her. Staff were fantastic, but it was still very difficult. She coped very well. She's a child. She always was a child who just got on with things. My husband and I used to go in every morning to do her injections. We did the usual thing with oranges and that. And we'd go in about seven, do her injection and see to her breakfast, make sure she had a breakfast. Come home, make sure my other daughter went to school because she'd just started secondary school. And I'd go back to the hospital maybe mid-morning and spend most of the day with her. I'd go home for when my daughter was coming home from school, and then we'd all go up of an evening. We'd do her injections again and put her to bed. We found out later that, in fact, although we did put her to bed, as the nurses had asked us to, they all got up and went and watched television afterwards. I think she must have quite liked her stay in hospital, because it was at this point she decided she wanted to be a nurse, and she never wavered from that, wanted to be a nurse.